You were lied to. You know this. And the more I explain it to you, the more it'll make sense, but somebody lied to you. And I always felt guilty for making money with my artwork because I felt like maybe I'm not an artist because I should be starving. And so that's what people are saying. They're saying starving artist, struggling artist. No, that's complete BS. All right, so let's go over a few points. This is going to be a little more of a heated podcast, but it's going to be shorter. It's going to get to the point. My point is to upset you enough to make you create some change and see yourself differently and see your value that I see in you. All right, so number one, what does starving artist mean? I'm sure you have heard of it. That's why you clicked on this episode. I'll tell you what it does do. First of all, before what it means, I don't think it means anything. It just means if you're starving your artist, if you're making money, then you're not an artist. Like, there really is no win here. I think things are changing, but I definitely have always spoken out about this. I've always said this. So I just want to put it out in a podcast so you can hear it when you're on that walk. Here's what starving artist, the phrase, does. It normalizes the struggle that artists have had and still have today. It normalizes that. That shouldn't be normal. That struggle should not be normal whatsoever. It normalizes taking advantage of creative artists. It's normalizing taking advantage of what you do. And it is often said by whom? People that are not artists. There's like this big thing about this. I'm not a fan of this. It normalizes prejudice amongst our own community. So you may look at somebody and say, ah, you're a sellout. You're not an artist. Look at you with that nice car. Which is stupid because anybody would want that nice car. Because you can absolutely be an artist and you can have a nice home and nice clothes and have nice things in your life. You deserve the nice things. That if you dare make money, you are no good. You're not an artist. You're a sellout. That if you strive for something better with your beautiful work, then you're no longer an artist. That's ridiculous. Because artists should either be starving or I don't know. It never ever made sense to me. If you're starving, then you're a good artist. If you're doing good financially, you're not creative. You have no value in the art world. So who do you think pushed this concept? I just want you to recalibrate. I want you to think that you deserve money and money is not evil because money allows you to help people. Money allows you to buy things that's going to be beneficial for your life, for the people that you love. It's important to make money. You can create beautiful art and charge a beautiful rate. There's nothing wrong with you. That doesn't diminish your value as an artist. And who says it has to be one way or another? Somebody in a suit in an office? So it doesn't matter what kind of art you do, what type of creative you are. We build TV shows and music videos, songs and photographs, commercials and book covers. We cover ugly and beautiful city walls and we give it texture and stories. And then we share stories with the world and we build dating profiles. We as creative artists launch brand after brand. We are the brand after the brands. That's us. We are the brand makers. We are the brand shapers. We are what they put into their products and they hope that it sells a lot. It's because of our work. They said that to you because the person before that said that to them. The whole struggling artist thing, the broke artist thing. They're just repeating what was repeated to them because they chose to believe that lie. You don't. I won't. All right. So that is pretty much it. This is not law. It's not universal law. It's just a lie that was shared generation after generation in country after country, culture after culture. Now, here is what we can do. You can either believe it and teach it, or you can throw your middle fingers up in the air and write a new story. So what is your story? Are you going to believe it and teach the same BS to the next generation, or are you going to rewrite your story? I really, really hope it's the latter. If you want to learn more about starting a creative business, if you want to learn more about how to make money as an artist, my YouTube channel in particular is going to help you out a lot. That is linked right down below. Please click it. Please subscribe. Please engage in the comments. I read every comment. That way I get to see who you are. I get to read your comments. And then I get to respond also. You have questions? Go to that YouTube channel. write a comment, and I will see it and I will respond. Okay, so I really appreciate your time. I appreciate you considering yourself as an artist and somebody there who's going to be successful. And I would very much appreciate it if you actually snapped other people out of that. Tell them, remind them that this was created to make sure that they get less of that pie. You can have both, and you can have a substantial size of both. You deserve it. I deserve it. Your friends and your loved ones deserve it. Okay, so thank you so much for investing in this podcast by just listening and thinking about it and hopefully acting differently on it. Remember, the YouTube and the Instagram links are in the show notes of this podcast, and I'm always available, always here to help the creative community do better. All right, thank you so much. My name is Waleed Azami. I'll speak with you next time. Bye.